The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. From the College for Creative Studies in downtown Detroit, Michigan, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Thanks for bringing the cool grub, as usual.
As always. You
know, it's not grubby, it's more liquidy, but
sweaty.
It's still delicious.
It's sweaty, right about.
Sweaty in this weather.
Yep. Everything sweats.
How'd you keep it cool? I'm just interested to hear. You have a fridge at
work? It came straight here
from
the refrigerator.
Yeah, it came straight from home. Yeah. Oh, Matt, explain this to me. Why can I get from my house to CCS in like 10, 15 minutes, and yet it takes me 20 minutes to get here?
Yeah, as the crow flies, it would be easy to get to UDM going in a straight line, but there's not any road
there's
that
directly no crows flying this way.
No crows.
No, that's
darn.
Not the way it works. Not the way it works. Thanks for bringing the pop. We really appreciate it.
Sure.
And if anybody wants to write questions about how it's called soda, you can go to Windsor. Anyway.
No, I got this from Milwaukee.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right.
And it's
that's
gourmet right. soda.
Yes. It is. It's very, very good stuff.
Cal looks happy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Orange Dream. Professor Beth Oljar, how's the summer treating you?
Oh, fine. It's going to be over too soon.
That's true. That
we're going to be. I'm going to be teaching in the basement of Briggs with no air conditioning at the end of August.
That's better than third floor Briggs at the end of August.
I know. And I emailed Jeff Nardecki and asked him if he could get two of my classes are in CNF. I'm like, can you get them all in there? But, you know, if he can, he can. I get that we're short of classroom space. I'll
Can't
go wherever they tell me.
Can't you just take him to a bar nearby and just lecture there? It'd be so much easier.
Not a bad
there
idea,
There you go.
Actually. Not a bad idea. Out by the fountain is always preferable.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
A
Hard
nice
to stay hydrated.
Stick your feet in the water.
Yeah. Professor Jim Tubbs from Religious Studies, how are you doing?
Good. Doing very well. How about you?
Excellent. Just fine.
Good.
Just hanging out, getting ready.
Good.
It's not really the middle of August, but it feels like it, so, you know.
What is a University of Illinois basketball shirt supposed to be telling us?
Fighting Illini.
I'm a Fighting Illini supporter. That's where I got my graduate degree, so I try to support them when I can.
Okay.
They're pretty much at the bottom of everybody's
same
expectations.
Same colors as University of Virginia, so touch
That's
you.
Right. That's right.
And Tigers.
The Detroit Tigers.
And the Tigers, yes.
I never noticed how much I bled orange and blue until I started following the Illini, and then, you know, that sort of thing. So, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166, or, if you so choose, you can send the questions USPS to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. And let me tell you, folks, this is the first time in quite a while we've put together some shows for you over the summer, and we are super duper happy with the number of people who have been sending us questions. It's really fantastic.
And warm.
Yeah,
too.
That's great.
Yes, it's been warm. Yeah. It's been wonderful. We really do appreciate it.
I'm kidding.
And, oh my, dear profs, I write to you from the City of Lights, a.k.a. Paris.
Mark.
And that inspires
Yay.
Me to propose a quiz about city nicknames. Seven points will get you the win. Our friend Mark Neymark from Paris, France. So these are questions about city nicknames. You can already tell that it's going to be very difficult to read these without breaking into hysterical laughter.
Oh,
so
Lordy.
Let's just jump right in, shall we?
Okay.
Maybe not from the first one. What city was known as the Birmingham of America? The Birmingham of America.
So,
Birmingham.
Industrial. I mean, Birmingham,
are we talking Birmingham, Alabama, Birmingham, Michigan?
Birmingham, England, I expect.
What city is known as the Birmingham of America?
Pittsburgh, maybe.
It's Pittsburgh, because it's highly industrial.
It had to be Birmingham, England.
Where's Jason when we need him here? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he'd be proud.
So now, because we know a lot of those nicknames get thrown around, question number two is, what city is known as the Pittsburgh of the South?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Is correct. It's Birmingham, Alabama. So if you put all three of those together in a room, the universe folds over on itself and we all disappear.
It just collapses.
It's a tautology.
It's pretty spooky stuff, let me tell you.
No, my favorite city nickname is Roanoke, Virginia.
Which is?
The lost
well,
city?
Well, they now try to call it the Star City because they put a big Christmas star up on a hill outside the city and left it there. But its original nickname was the Big Lick because there was a big salt lick. And where the deer came near the river there.
Lord,
so
perfect
Roanoke
sense.
Was known as the Big Lick.
Got it. Well, according to
easy
Mark's
Beth,
questions.
Easy? Hold on, we gotta give Beth a chance to recover. Somebody defibrillate.
I thought the big lick would have been like French lick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where we get the hick from French Lick, Indiana.
Two cities in the United States of America claim to be the Athens of the U.S. What are they? Two cities make this claim. They're close to each other, and I would put them very, very easily into
Atlanta,
our original
possibly?
Colonial...
probably Boston.
Boston is one of them.
New York?
Not New York, but...
Philadelphia?
Philadelphia is the other one. So, sure. Well, you know?
Okay.
Philly's
we make
pretty
these
cool.
claims. However, there is a city called the Athens of the West in the United States. What's that?
Cheyenne?
Nope.
Can't be Seattle.
A place where great ideas are discussed every day by virtue of their wonderful university. Athens of the West.
Berkeley?
Berkeley, California. Mm. But for the record, Mark points out, has also been claimed by Lexington, Kentucky. Sure.
Okay. If you say so.
Depends on what kind of West.
Where the shots were fired that started the Revolutionary War.
No, that's Lexington. Anyway.
I'm sorry. I'm doing Michelle Bachmann U.S. history.
Oh, good Lord. I see. Profs, what city is the Athens of the South?
Atlanta.
I told you it was going to be hard to read these. It's not Atlanta, actually.
Athens,
I
mean, GA?
I was going to say, like, what's wrong with the Athens that's actually named that in the South?
No, it actually is not there. It's not there.
Not Little Rock.
A city known for some music.
Nashville.
Can't be New Orleans.
Nashville. Okay. Nashville, Tennessee.
New Orleans is too cool to be known.
We all know that ancient Athens was really well known for its pop. Nashville chimes in there too.
Yes. There were all those musicians out there on the Agora waiting to talk to Socrates.
The Socrates of the North.
Here's an interesting twist. A major survey of favorite city nicknames gave five top U.S. cities. Can you name the cities and their nicknames? And he's going to give you 10 tries to try to name the top five in this poll. It feels a little bit like we're playing Family Feud.
New York,
here.
The Big Apple.
That is number one.
Los Angeles, City of Angels.
No.
Chicago, the Windy City?
Chicago, Windy is number five.
Okay.
Oh. Seattle, the Emerald City?
Seattle is not listed.
Portland, City of Roses?
Nope, not Portland.
Ooh. Well, who cares?
Let's try Detroit, the Motor City?
Detroit, the Motor City
okay.
is number
Woo-hoo!
Five. Yes, we are the Motor City. The two others that people know, and one of them contains the word city. Number two is a city out west. A lot of people like to go visit and have a good time in...
Kansas City?
Oh, no. San Francisco.
Not San Francisco, not Kansas City.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, which is known as...
City of Lights, isn't it?
No, Sin City.
Sin City.
Here. Speaking of sin, look who shows up.
Look who just joined
us. Diane Manica, we're so glad to have you.
I apologize for being late.
It's okay.
Better late than never.
Have a drink.
We have some wonderful pop here to drink and some questions about nicknames of cities. The only one we're missing is number three. We're actually down to our last guest.
New York City.
New Orleans. The Big Easy.
It's the Big Easy is what
Big
it is.
Easy,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Did we get them all?
You got them all.
Oh.
Within the 10 number of tries, too. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Dodge the bullet.
Here are a bunch of Parises of something.
Okay.
Which cities do they describe? Only getting three of the five correct will give you your point. The Paris of the Plains.
Des Moines?
It's not Des Moines.
Kansas City?
It's Kansas City, okay. Actually. Absolutely. Paris of the South.
Atlanta?
New Orleans.
It's New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Is what it says here.
Yep. New Orleans.
And I believe...
sort of genuinely European city we've got in America.
Most people would agree, at least folks who grew up around here, that the Paris of the Midwest
is Detroit.
Detroit, because of our Art Deco architecture. Paris of the Piedmont. I'm thinking Professor Tubbs better get this one correct.
Uh-oh, no pressure.
Paris of the Piedmont.
Charleston?
Raleigh?
It's not Charleston. It's
Raleigh?
Not Raleigh. I can tell you it's in North Carolina, but it's not a city I've heard of before.
Oh, no.
Charlotte?
No. No.
Asheville?
Durham? No,
Tryon?
Can't be Durham.
It starts with the letter C. Nothing we've heard
of. And it's
so
not
far.
Charlotte.
And it's not Charlotte.
North Carolina.
Concord?
It says here it's Carrboro.
Carrboro?
Carrboro is the Paris of
Who's
the
Carrboro? Carrboro
is a small town.
Well, there
Does
you
it
go.
Have a traffic light?
Oh, yeah.
Then it's a
one.
City.
It counts.
The Paris of the United States is the last one. I never would have gotten this in a million
San
billion
Francisco.
Years. What if I say Jerry Springer?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, Ohio is
wow.
the Paris of the U.S.
Cincinnati.
That is
yes.
really
That's
sad.
Weird.
That's the best.
Although I have to say, when you come up
San Francisco
up from the south, I-75, and you come over the rise of Florence, Kentucky, and you're looking down at Cincinnati all spread out, it does look like a city of lights. You're
San Francisco is a much better suggestion.
But not like Paris.
No, not like Paris.
Mark says, let's focus on Michigan a moment, shall we?
Okay, all right.
Can you identify the towns these nicknames refer to?
Oh, boy.
You win if you get any three right. The oil capital of Michigan.
Wow.
Big oil production during the 20s continues a little bit to this day.
Monroe, Trenton, Wyandotte, one of those downriver
oil It's actually
refiners.
Not in the Tri-County area.
Oh.
Not. Hmm.
There's only one place, really, you could find petroleum in the state of Michigan.
Hmm. On the western side of the state somewhere, is it?
No, it's quite centrally located.
Gaylord?
Quite
Midland.
Centrally located.
Lansing?
Mount Pleasant.
It's Mount Pleasant, actually, where Central
Pleasant.
Michigan University is. The,
okay.
Yeah. What about Celery City?
Boy.
There's a lot of celery grown here.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, boy.
Celery
like Saginaw?
I saw that
no,
one a couple
no,
weeks
we're
ago
talking west
right
side here.
Uh-huh.
West side.
Kalamazoo.
It's Kalamazoo.
Woo!
How about the magic capital of the world because it was the home of Harry Blackstone and the Abbott Magic Company?
Clare.
It's not Clare. It's not what it says here. It's a city with the same name as a rather interesting body part.
Bad axe?
No.
Axe.
No. Let me think. As a body part.
It says here it's Colon, Michigan. C-O-L-O-N.
Right.
So I'm not, I'm not familiar with I know about Harry Blackstone, but I didn't know, you know.
I'm glad I don't live in Colon.
It is a rather interesting part of the body.
How about the cherry pit spitting capital of the world? It's not
Traverse City.
Not
Traverse City.
Oh. Not Traverse City, but it's in those environs.
What's outside
Boyne
Traverse?
Boyne City.
No, not Boyne.
I mean, it could go
Petoskey.
Boyne.
You can go back to where you were a minute ago and then put a funny French word in front of it and then we're all set.
Claire.
Eau Claire is what it is.
Eau Claire. Claire.
How about Bath City, known for its mineral water spas?
Mount Clemens.
Mount Clemens, absolutely. The Clem, you know.
Diane's into bathing, so she gets
every now and then.
Well, I hope everybody's into bathing.
If you're not into bathing, I don't want to know that.
Beth, maybe you ought not sit so close to him.
It's part of a parole.
How about the Riviera of Michigan?
Riviera.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm not joking, and when you hear what it is, you may, well, and we're going to lose all our listeners in the city, but oh well. Michigan's Adventure is there, the only big theme park we have in the state.
Oh, what's there?
Starts with the letter M.
Oh.
It's not, it's not Monroe, is it?
Nope. West side of the state.
Muskegon?
Muskegon is what's the Riviera.
Is that right?
The Riviera?
I don't make the Riviera.
Is the person who sent these from Muskegon?
It's Mark, our Paris guy. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. There are many Venices in the world. Can you identify any of these? What's the Venice?
Expat status, I think.
These are going to be tough. Yeah, these are super tough. Venice of the Alps. Let's just give everyone a good old college try.
That would be somewhere in Switzerland.
It's in France.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
The Alps?
Venice of the Alps?
It's in France.
Okay, it's Annecy, France. Sure.
Okay.
The Venice of Languedoc, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing
Languedoc.
Is also in France.
Hmm.
Mount Clement.
No. What does it start with?
S-E-T-E, Sete, France, Set, France. This is the Venice of Languedoc.
Okay. I'm thinking maybe some Parisians would get these.
Venice of Poland.
The Venice of Poland?
Krakow?
Nope.
Warsaw?
Nope.
Bratislava.
Wroclaw is what
it
has
here. Wroclaw.
Is the Venice of Poland. Venice of the North.
Reykjavik?
Copenhagen.
Amsterdam.
Neither of those. Yes, Amsterdam counts. He says, or Stockholm, St. Petersburg, Bruges, or Hamburg. They've all been described as
good
the Venice
grief.
Of the North.
I saw a really funny movie once set in Bruges. It was called In Bruges.
In Bruges, that's right. That was
I saw that
girl.
Too. Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
It's kind of funny.
Venice of Catalonia in Spain.
Catalonia
starts with an
Spain.
E.
That helps a lot.
Oh, boy.
Empuria. Empuria, Spain. The Venice of Portugal. Man, this is getting out of hand.
Lisbon.
It's Aveiro, Portugal. Venice of Provence.
Provence?
Yes. Mm. We got to get one of these right.
Oh, come on.
You know? Venice of Provence in France.
Maybe if you pass the answers around.
Aix-en-Provence.
It says E-sur-Sorge is what it says. So.
Easy for
well,
you to say,
we're not
going to
get that one right.
What is Little Venice? There's one in Italy and one in France. I told you it was going to be hard to do these.
Yeah. We are not expats, Mark.
Camaccio, Italy, or Colmar, France. Sure. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, boy, we're getting stomped.
The only Camacci I know is a boxer.
We'll conclude with these pearls of wisdom. Two correct gets you the point. What's the pearl of the Danube? Oh, you're going to have to think about that one while we take a break.
I know.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
This set of questions comes from Amy DeSantis, and she writes, I've decided to take pity on you and send you more questions. Harry Truman once said that if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. So I've decided.
It didn't work for me.
You mean Buddy?
I got Buddy.
That's right. You're probably sleeping with Buddy right now.
Who doesn't?
I'm sorry. Hillary's mad at me.
So these are questions about the first dogs, as Amy calls them. What American president is considered the father of the American foxhound?
I did not have sex with that foxhound.
I don't think you should share that.
Washington.
That's right.
No.
He crossed the staghounds given to him by the Marquis de Lafayette with his own smaller black and tan Virginia hounds, creating the American foxhound.
I'll be darned.
Roof.
He did know this.
But the guy couldn't seem to win a battle.
Well, he's too busy taking pictures of these dogs fooling around. You know?
And we are back with some wonderful questions from Mark Neymark of Paris, France. We'll conclude our little set of questions about nicknames of cities with these pearls of wisdom. Two correct gets you the point. What's the pearl of the Danube?
Budapest.
Absolutely. Ooh. What's the pearl of the Adriatic? This is going to be a little tough.
Lord. The pearl of the Adriatic.
It's in Croatia.
Sure. Dubrovnik?
Dubrovnik!
Very good!
Which means we don't even need to get this one right, but I'll throw it out anyway. What's the Pearl of the Orient?
A little restaurant in Berkeley.
That's true, actually.
Hong Kong.
It's Hong Kong, is absolutely what it is. So, well done, profs. Very well done. We, besides the Venices of the world, we knocked pretty much all those out of the park. That's great. We got an email from Laura Benson of Missoula, Montana. The subject line, Fun Memories. Dear Ask the Professor people.
That would be us.
Thank you so much for still being around. Anytime.
Thank you.
I'm so glad I'm still around.
I like that.
We're like grateful. Cockroaches in the southern states. You know, if you step on us, you'll just basically.
Turn on the lights, we run.
Right.
She writes, back when I lived in the Detroit area, I remember ages ago listening to your show when it was on at some horrific hour on WCSX. Mm-hmm. And even when I moved out west, I thought I could still catch the program via the radio station's internet broadcast. Found out they no longer carried it. Instead, I found you via the magic of podcasts on the UDM website. Thank goodness I can be entertained and informed once more. Now, I don't know if my questions are worthy of stumping panelists, but I couldn't help but give it a shot. I'm not even sure the show requires a passing grade anymore, as every submission seems to be obliterated by the panelists. Why do people think we're so smart? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
They don't listen frequently.
Yeah, they don't listen much.
Because they let us teach at university.
Not that we know how to, but
We know how much we don't know. Thanks so much for giving me a slice of my hometown again. Please keep up the good work, Laura Benson. Thank you so much for sending
these questions.
That was
where my dissertation advisor thought I was going to get a... Before she even agreed to become my dissertation advisor, she was like, the University of Montana at Missoula would be perfect for you.
Yeah,
that's where
Montana. That's right.
University of the Pacific. That would be perfect for you.
Everything and you wound up you here.
Up. Well, interesting. Well, let's give these a go. I think you're probably... a lot smarter than you give yourself credit for, and we are way dumber than you give yourself credit for.
Because we give ourselves credit for being really smart.
Let's prove her wrong.
Name at least three of the actors who've played the character Tonto on the radio, television, and movies.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Jay Silverheels.
Yep.
There
was someone else who played Tonto in the movies as well. This would have been someone.
Oh, is this like Clinton Spilsbury?
I believe
Lone
he has
Ranger.
An extremely ironic last name. Wow. His first name was Michael. And his last name was
like Michael Pakistani or something like that, or
Michael Horse was his name.
Oh, Horse!
But do you remember who was the voice of Tonto originally on the radio? Any ideas?
No.
You guys got half of it right.
Well, so William Conrad was the Lone Ranger, wasn't he? Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't know if
the
that's true.
The voice of?
It says here John Todd was the voice of Tonto on the radio.
Almost a Tubbs family member.
And if one really wants to get obscure, do you remember who played him in the Saturday Night Live skits?
Oh, John Lovitz.
John Lovitz, absolutely. Oh, that's a great addition. I actually like that a lot.
Because it was Frankenstein?
Yep. Yep.
Tonto and who is the other one? Tarzan was singing the Christmas themes or Christmas carols.
Mm-hmm. upon entering Ellis Island during its heyday, if you were marked with the letters PK by the doctors, what did that signify?
Well, nowadays it signifies preacher's kid. That's what my husband's always used it to.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, that's not what it says
that
here.
For a long time. What was that eye disease that they were always checking for?
It's a different kind of medical condition, that's for sure.
It can't be pertussis or whooping cough or PK.
Something that would have had an impact if someone was immigrating to the country. They were pregnant.
Oh.
So they were about to give birth to a citizen, is the idea.
Oh.
Kind of a big deal.
What does the K stand for?
Not sure.
It wasn't place kick.
Place kick. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Who's the place kicker for this team?
Pregnant with kid.
Pregnant with kid. There you go. Sure. Not exactly sure where that came from. What clothing firm was founded in 1978 by Mel and Patricia Ziegler in Mill Valley, California?
Victoria's Secret.
Not Victoria's Secret, but you're sort of in the right area. Came out of the same sort of era of clothing lines. Very well known to this day, clothing line. Not J. Crew. I believe that there's a little bit of irony here. So 1978, Mel and Patricia Ziegler, Mill Valley, California.
Mill Valley.
When you're buying this nameplate, you're buying something exotic. Because it's from Banana Republic.
Oh.
That's kind of interesting.
Okay, wasn't Mill Valley the home of like BJ Honeycutt on MASH?
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
I keep thinking of Hill Valley from Back to the Future. Oh, okay. That's where I jumped to immediately. But yeah, Banana Republic, you know. Think about what you're buying. In what city were the first Yellow Pages published? It was Midwestern City, not Detroit.
St. Louis.
Not Kansas St. City. Louis.
Western City? How west?
Midwestern.
Oh, Midwestern.
Mm-hmm. Chicago.
Chicago, indeed.
Makes
absolutely
sense.
Find your plumber in the Yellow Pages.
Or your meat packing plant.
That's right. What famous actor's last words apparently were, "Never felt better"? That's kind of ironic.
Oh.
George Burns.
It wasn't. I don't think. I'm recognizing the name based on my youth, but I don't think it was a comedian. It was a very, very famous actor.
Like an Orson Welles?
Not Wells.
One of the Barrymores.
Initials DF Senior. DF Senior. Let's see. Trying to think of what kind of hints I can give you here.
He was a senior, so there's a junior?
So we no longer have this at 8 Mile and Woodward at this time of year every year.
The State Fair?
So Fair is one part
Fairbanks,
of what we're doing
Douglas
here.
Fairbanks?
Douglas
Fairbanks Senior, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, yeah, he probably was never so.
Never felt.
But the new Meyer is awesome.
Yes, it
boy,
is.
It sure
absolutely
is.
Absolutely, it is.
And it has been so. I mean, it's so obvious how much the city needed this based on the number of people who were there.
But it's so spacious inside. Yeah. You're not bumping carts with everybody. It's
very
wonderful.
Nice,
and the Petco is great.
Yep. I haven't been in there.
In the movie, what was Forrest Gump's favorite book that he always kept in his suitcase?
That was a book he gave a little force at the end, wasn't it?
I'm trying to remember. It's been a number of years since I've seen the movie.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
What book did he have? Do you remember? It was Bright Yellow. That might help.
Curious George.
It was Curious George. Absolutely.
I was going to say the Yellow
Bright
Pages.
Bright Yellow was a great... No, that was exactly the right hint.
On a standard QWERTY keyboard, what's the longest word you could type using only one hand? I think I've heard this trivia before.
I can type a whole bunch of things with one hand. Oh.
Not hen pecking.
Oh,
you know.
Okay.
You got to actually use the standard configuration. Oh, very good. Wow, you're solving this logically, Beth. That's good. You're nowhere near the correct answer, but you're it's very
but
good.
But you just wanted me
this.
To feel better about myself. That's so sweet.
Aww.
According to this question, the correct response is stewardesses.
Okay.
With the extra syllable
says,
yes,
plural.
Added for hilarity that didn't work. What was the approximate speed of the Wright brothers' first flight? That's a good question.
Not
I like that
not
question.
Too not fast.
It was like 45 miles an hour, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, I'm giving it to you just because you're in the wheelhouse. But we have planes that go 600 miles per hour now. It's 31 miles per hour.
Wow.
Not very fast.
So you can probably ride a flight
They had a lot
faster.
Of lift then.
Well, it was a sort of a glorified bike. Yeah. Right? So that
bike
makes sense.
Bike with wings.
Who was the first host of the game show Jeopardy?
Was it
Art
Fleming?
Alex
Art
Beck.
Fleming is what it says
Ooh,
here.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I love Jeopardy.
Unbelievable.
Favorite show.
Probably not the most highly remembered host of Jeopardy.
But,
after
you know,
all
well,
said and done.
Trebek has been catching grief this entire week.
Really?
Yeah, it was last week. Some little kid smelled emancipation wrong. And he wouldn't let him have it. And then somebody the other night was, I can't remember, spelled the word watching and forgot the G at the end and they wouldn't let her have it.
Oh, gosh.
So Trebek has been a stickler for Final Jeopardy.
Then the day's mine. All right. What actress has appeared the most on the cover of Life magazine, which doesn't exist anymore?
That's what actress?
Actress.
Katharine Hepburn?
Not Katharine Hepburn.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Mary Elizabeth Taylor. Oh, okay. Yes, absolutely Elizabeth Taylor.
Glamour.
I was going to say Marilyn Monroe, but...
Marriages, too.
That's true.
In one of her first commercial jobs, Penny Marshall was hired to be in a shampoo commercial as the gal with stringy, unattractive hair opposite this other very famous actress with beautiful hair. Who was this gal?
The very famous actress with the beautiful hair?
With beautiful hair from this 70s era. You don't have to go too
Farrah
far.
Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett. Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Penny Marshall?
Poor Penny.
Man, talk about being typecast.
Oh, my. And now we have Geek Week on YouTube this week. How far we've come. A tear. What Massachusetts town is nicknamed? Uh-oh. More nicknames of towns.
Oh, no.
City of Presidents.
Hold on. Cambridge?
What was the...
What Massachusetts town is nicknamed City of
Presidents?
No, it's
a suburb of Boston.
You're exactly correct. And has nothing to do with presidents except for the fact that it's named after one. It's not like a place where a lot of them were born or anything. The often mispronounced...
Brainerd?
No. Starting with the letter Q.
Quincy
is the way they say it out in New England.
Yep. That's right.
Quincy.
Wait, but doesn't Kendra have relation or family or something like that there?
Something like that.
She mentioned it, yeah.
Because we talked about Quincy, and there's another suburb that they pronounce completely crazy. What was supposedly Elvis Presley's favorite amusement park ride? Who kept track of this?
Oops.
Someone else is the answer to the
Ferris
question.
Wheel.
It says bumper cars.
Oh, I was going to say the buffet.
Yes. I'm afraid we're going to have to say goodbye at this moment. So, Professor Tubbs.
Goodbye.
Professor Oljar.
Goodbye.
Professor Manica.
It's been a pleasure. Bye
Professor
now.
Chow.
See ya.
And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu. Or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.